This is a dictation for patient Elandus Young, ELANDUSYOUNG. Elandus Young, date of service is 2/18/2023. Date of accident is 1/17/2022. Date of birth is 7/17/1958. The patient, Mr. Elandus Young, is here for follow-up evaluation. He reports that his pains are still ongoing in the area of the neck, the right knee, and shoulders. His pain in the left shoulder is the worst. The right shoulder is minimal as a discomfort. His pain in the neck is around 6, and lower back pain is minimal, 2, 4. Right knee pain is 6, and it is bothering him climbing the stairs. He does use a cane, and he can walk up to 2 blocks. On the last visit, he has fallen all of a sudden and hit some hard stuff because of losing some balance, but he did not go to the hospital. He had a subconjunctival hemorrhage at the time. He was recommended to go to the emergency room, but he did not choose to do that. Now he says he's feeling great. The redness in the eye is all gone, and he has no fractures, trauma, no event-related symptoms, no headaches, and no nausea, vomiting, seizures, nothing. At this time, pain varies from 2 to 9. Left shoulder pain is supposedly the worst. Occasionally, he has a shooting pain in the back of the both legs, but less often, and it is only up to the knee area in the S1 S2 dermatome fashion, and no radiation of pain is listed in the arms. As we know, this gentleman was involved in automobile accident as a pedestrian. He underwent multiple surgeries. In 2022 for the neck area after the accident. 3 times surgery for fusion of the neck. Patient report that his ADLs are affected 10, and he does inform relief of up to 30%. Please review the records for ADLs, for system review, additional histories, substance abuse. And compliance history. Kindly mention the physical examination, which is blood pressure of 140/90, pulse is 62, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, which is dated January 8, 2025, 0114-023. The patient does have an involvement of left SI joint, which was found tender. And a positive Faber test and Gosselin test on it will be the left SI joint, where the Faber test and Gosselin test are positive. However, the standing flexion test is negative. He was provided the following medications. Diagnosis remains the same. Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Acefax 20 mg twice a day for stomach ulcers and healing protection. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is provided for pain relief, 60 tablets. Elevel 50 mg at night for GAD, disorder, sleep, and pain relief, 30 tablets. Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for further pain relief. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. The patient remains stable. All the MRIs have been discussed, and there is no plan to do any cervical epidural at this time, and no surgical plans are there. Patient does see a surgeon at the DMC hospital, a spine surgeon, for which he can follow up, and if they recommend a surgery, more than welcome. I have recommended him that he see an orthopedic surgeon for his shoulder. The patient has consistently said no, and he doesn't want any surgical options for neither for shoulder, not for lower back. And he has been informed about all his findings in the MRIs. In the lumbar spine, he just basically have a diffuse disc bulge, and he's not even having much pain, so no further treatment is recommended at this time. He'll be seen in 30 days' time. Otherwise, he's stable.